From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United Nations Security Council is expected to support new sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions are in response to its latest nuclear bomb and ballistic missile tests. A resolution drafted by the United States and introduced last Thursday calls for a total arms embargo on the North, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of North Korea, and a halt to the import of any products that could be used for military purposes. The United Nations warned Tuesday that Europe is near what was called a self-induced humanitarian crisis because governments are imposing border restrictions as migrants continue to inundate the continent. Adrian Edwards, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, said more than 130,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year, most of them reaching Greece. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, Mr. Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the parties in the conflict to abide by the ceasefire.
So far, the cessation of hostilities is by and large holding, despite some incidents. I call on all parties to continue to keep their promises and demonstrate their good faith.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the next few days critical in building momentum toward the goal of de-escalating the Syrian conflict. The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge his nearly four-decade-old hold on power. Joyce Mujuru formed the Zimbabwe People First Party. This is VOA News. Judges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague began considering arguments Tuesday on whether to open the court's first-ever war crimes trial targeting the destruction of religious or cultural heritage. Lisa Bryant has more.
Former trainee teacher and alleged jihadist Ahmed El-Faki El-Mahdi is accused of planning and leading the destruction of nine mausoleums and the door of an ancient mosque in the northern Malian city of Timbuktu in June and July of 2012. All but one of the buildings were designated United Nations World Heritage Sites. The prosecution claims El-Mahdi, an ethnic Tuareg who is believed to be in his 30s, led a morality squad in Timbuktu and was a member of militant group Ansar Dine. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
It's the most important day so far in the U.S. presidential campaign. Candidates of both parties are competing in 11 states in what is called Super Tuesday. Republican businessman Donald Trump is riding a three-state winning streak and is favored in 10 of the states. The key will not be how many states Trump wins, but how well Ted Cruz and fellow Senator Marco Rubio do against him. For the Democrats, a CNN ORC poll released Monday shows former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leading in most of the states. The U.S. Justice Department and technology company Apple sparred Tuesday over the government's demand that Apple unlock an iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's California terrorist attack. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional hearing, technological advances to keep phone information secret can also block investigators from collecting key evidence in criminal and terrorism cases.
In any investigation that is done competently, the FBI would try to get access to that phone. It's important that it's a live, ongoing terrorism investigation, but in any criminal investigation, a competent investigator would try and use all lawful tools to get access to that device.
Apple's chief lawyer, Bruce Sewell, said the government's demand that it unlock the phone used by Syed Rizwan Farouk would, quoting now, set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the lives of people. Terrorist leader Osama bin Laden claimed in his will that he had about $29 million in personal wealth. He left most of it for jihad. The United States released the will Tuesday. It's part of a cache of 113 documents seized at bin Laden's compound in Pakistan by U.S. commandos who killed him in a raid nearly 5 years ago. North Korea says it will boycott the U.N. Human Rights Council and never, ever be bound by U.N. resolutions critical of its rights record. Foreign Minister Ri Soo-young told the council Tuesday in Geneva any resolutions against his country will only be proof of partiality and double standards. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.